You are now tuned in to the AO Podcast Network.
You might have made a wee song, so here go a wee song. You might have made a wee song, so here go a wee song.
Yes, sir. What a fucking time.
Still blazing.
That bass guitar, yo. Baby. It's all about that bass guitar.
Yeah, this was a simpler time to be alive, man. All right. What a fucking, oh man.
That, still blazing.
Yeah, that put me in a great mood.
That
just put me in such a great mood.
Yo, me too.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back for yet another episode. This is episode 5 of the Three Buds Pod. I'm one of three buds. I've earned my bud title back. This is your boy Mark here with my two very good friends and buds.
I forgot about that. What's up, everybody? This is Davey.
What's up, you guys? It's Naomi. Que lo que?
Oh, shit. She's not a Dominican shit tonight. And we are the Three Buds.
Three Buds.
Oh, shit. Man. That was a great... That just set me up. Like, that was a perfect alley. I feel like that was a perfect walk-up song that we're about to just hit a grand slam in this episode.
Yeah, it's like Armageddon, slow motion. We just got off a fucking spaceship.
And it just hotboxed that bitch.
Yeah, and mad smoke came out.
Mad smoke.
There's smoke running on the tarmac, but it's weed smoke from us.
Oof.
And we're in astronaut suits for some reason.
Well, it would make sense. But it's filled with smoke inside the masks, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
Yo, but yeah, welcome back for yet another episode of the Three Buds Pod. Before we begin, as always, we encourage and hope that you all join us on this journey. Roll up, pack a bowl, light the nail, whatever you got to do, join us on this adventure, smoke with us, unless, of course, you are driving, working, pregnant, or on probation. Exactly. And do it responsibly.
Exactly. Be a responsible adult adult.
Yeah. Be a responsible adult. And also, you know, if you haven't done something nice for someone, do something nice for someone today or tomorrow. Whenever you're listening to this, you know, just try and, like Davey said in one episode, I think it was two episodes ago, be the light of someone's life that day. Yeah. That touched me.
Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way.
He's about to cough so hard.
I know. He was holding that in so bad. That's so funny.
Oh, shit. That is funny.
Damn.
We have to talk about that.
At least make somebody laugh today.
This motherfucker just made up both of us laugh. Oh, man. But we're gonna get into this. Obviously, we're going to start this off, as we always do, with our reoccurring segment, the quick hits. This is where I rattle off some news, whether it be actual news or just, you know, an update on situations, but things that are happening in the cannabis industry. So let's go ahead and hit you with the quick hits. Oh, yes, more today at 10 p.m. But to start this off, the first one I have is an interesting one, because two or three episodes ago, I was actually talking about my thoughts. Whoa.
Ayo.
All right. We were talking about, or I had mentioned my fears of pharmaceuticals and big companies getting involved in the marijuana market. But this isn't that, but it, I feel like, leads into it. But all right, anyways, Arizona has a voluntary recall for 8 marijuana products due to risk of salmonella.
Damn, dog.
Yeah,
that's actually kind of
they cooking their
common.
Yeah, and it's that's what I fear as this expands and gets more and more, you know, widely accepted. More and more growers are going to get into this. Bigger companies are going to get into this, and the practices that the small person who loves, like someone who loves their plant, is going to put all their love into the plant. But these bigger companies who are just in it for the money, or even just some of the grow houses now who don't have the ability to micromanage, a lot of bad things can happen. So yeah, that's the first one. That wasn't really a quick hit. Kind of sat on the grass, as Davey says. I cherried that bowl quite a bit there.
I mean, you got to keep it cherried.
Next one, Conan O'Brien smoked a joint on air with Seth Rogen. It was his first time, according to him, smoking weed. It was one of his send-off episodes. He's retiring. And yeah, he smoked the joint on live, well, not live, but late night TV.
Yo, hey. Shout out to Conan O'Brien. Shout out to Conan O'Brien. Straight line to my funny bone. Hit the claps. Oh, shit. Yay, the claps.
Get a couple claps for Conan.
Yo, for real, Conan, you're a funny dude, and NBC did you dirty, first and foremost. But yeah.
All right. A Queens DA has requested dismissal and a sealing of over 3,000 low-level marijuana charge cases. So that's going to be big. Kind of big news. District attorney is requesting that they completely forget that these low level quote unquote crimes have been committed.
That's what's up.
Yes, big steps. Big steps. So let's get a clap. Man. Let's get a clap for Queens.
Hey.
Shout out to Peter Parker. He's from Queens.
University of Illinois, their Springfield campus, is offering a few cannabis courses and certificates. So that's very interesting.
Sounds like a very expensive way to learn how to grow some marijuana.
The classes are about $2,500. And it's not only on growing marijuana, but it's just the entire scope of marijuana as a plant. But yeah, and they are offering small discounts for students who sign up early for the classes. But yeah, very interesting. Now that's you will cool. be able to get, I don't know if those courses will be accredited, but you will be getting a certificate from an accredited college, which is big news. And that's lastly, cool. the last quick hit I got here, Rhode Island Senate has approved legalization for adult use marijuana. Round of applause for Rhode Island.
Yeah, round of applause for Rhode Island. Yo, they're all Patriots fans, though.
We spread love. Like we spread New love. England. We spread love.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, shout out to Rhode Island. They have joined the growing list of states, except for fucking Florida, joined the growing list of states that are approving adult use recreational marijuana, or adult recreational use of marijuana. So that's big. That's all the quick hits that I got for this week. It was a pretty quiet week. I am still following that case, by the way, of that dude in New Jersey who's suing his former employer.
Oh, okay.
I have that like weekly. I'm checking.
Oh, and shit.
I have this tab that tells me everything that has happened in the court case.
Oh,
like,
shit.
This person requested a subpoena from this party. Like, there's an affidavit out for this. I'm like watching this because I am really, really
like,
curious. I have a funny feeling.
Yeah, cue up funny. That Law and Order music.
Doom, 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 doom. Ready? Fucking copyrighted for them. They're gonna fucking put us in a slammer.
It's all about the flute, though. But yeah, go ahead.
But yeah, I'm following this closely. I'm very interested. I have a funny feeling that they're gonna settle out of court and just throw this whole thing into the ocean.
Throw it in the Hudson.
But nonetheless, yeah. Speaking of, never mind. Oh, yeah, that's all I got for the quick hits.
Okay, not bad. Not bad.
I didn't want to say something and be incorrect, so I was just like, I just won't say it right now.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, that's your
smart. Yeah.
We got a computer, we can look it up.
No, but you know, cool. You did bring up that whole thing about them voluntarily recalling like 8 different strains. That shit is not uncommon because
yes,
I would see that shit like when I'd buy from dispensaries and stuff because they would like they would have it for sale and then you'd pull up and then they'd be like, oh, we're actually not selling that anymore or like something like that. And then it ends up that they have a recall because it has like salmonella or something in it.
Yo, remember when bought that one time and then she got an email
Yeah.
Saying that, like, there was mold in one of them that, that got sold to her.
Salmonella.
So that's salmonella. That's this case right here. That's I didn't realize that it was common like that, but that's very interesting to hear. I guess that really does solidify my fears of bigger companies getting involved in this space, because let's face it, they're not going to give the attention to detail as much as they say they will. They can't give the attention to detail on such a large scale. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the amount of product that they're producing,
it's
like,
ridiculous.
Like, you're, I mean, chances are like one of them is not going to turn out as great, you know?
I mean,
like,
about
you're
going
to slip up.
Think about when like anything new comes out, new cars, new phones, new gaming systems, like there's
something
always
happens.
There's always an issue, always bugs. And there's, it's no different with this.
It's true.
So
I've seen it.
Always support your local street pharmacists. I'm not saying that
I mean,
they run the same risk, because they do. But you know, it's I don't know. I guess with the dispensaries you have more of a, you can track it down to the exact place where it was grown versus, you know, on the street you really
don't
know.
Like, who
are you
going to hold accountable?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know.
So yeah, just be smart and clean out your smoking apparatuses.
Yeah, I just did that today.
Yeah, we literally just did that.
Bro, my shit was dirty, and then I cleaned it, and I was like, wow, look at this.
This shit just hit so much better.
I do it every Thursday.
Bro, you microwave the alcohol, you throw some sea salt in there.
Oh, shit.
And that shit will come out brand fucking new.
Oh, I never tried that before.
By the way, did you know if you have a, how to clean, like, one of those rubber,
the acrylic ones?
I guess you could say. The or, like, not acrylic, but the, they're more like a rubber, unless you would think that's the, is that what you mean by acrylic?
What you mean,
a
those rubber? Silicone?
Yeah, like the silicone bongs and stuff.
I've never smoked out of a silicone bong.
For real?
Like, it's like rubbery? Weird.
Yeah, it's like rubbery.
You can like smack
it's
someone that's just like flopping
you can
around?
Throw it on the floor.
Oh, yeah, no, I've never smoked out of that shit before.
Yeah, man, so when we went to go, when we went water pipe shopping.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, everybody. I had to clear my throat real quick. So we went. The dude, he was pretty knowledgeable about everything. It was kind of funny. And he also looked super high at the same time, which is obviously, you know, on brand for where we were at. But he was describing, like, the different kind of smoking apparatuses that they have. And then he was saying, like, yeah, we have a deal where if you buy this one, and it was like a silicone bong. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and what's really cool about them, they're really easy to clean. Well, but how you clean them is not how you would clean a regular bong. So he said, what you got to do is you got to put it in the freezer, and then it basically, like, freezes up, and then you take it out, and it fucking, you break off the pieces off from the inside.
Oh, and then it slides off with the ice, with the frozen layer. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's,
I thought you were gonna say they just turn
it
inside out.
Shits are whack.
Yeah,
I
would never.
Silicone ones aren't it. They're not it.
They do the fucking job. What are you talking
about?
You
smoked out of one?
Yeah.
When?
Multiple times.
When?
A few times with
With who? With who?
Oh, he has one. Okay.
Well, it was like his next door neighbor, but, you know, we'll bleep all these names out.
I've never
Sorry.
Smoked out of those silicone
I just
devices.
I never thought that you did.
Yeah, no, I'm good on that.
Yeah, I mean, it was fishy. It was sketchy at first, but I was like,
did it taste different?
No, it tasted the same. It's literally all the same.
Think
it's
so?
Just, except it's not.
Yeah, it is the same.
It's not.
You think it's how, like, how would you
it's
say
like,
it's different?
It's like Tupperware versus Pyrex.
True, in a way. I'm not gonna
it's definitely a that's definitely like a
that.
Porous material, those silicone ones.
It,
I feel
I'm
like
sure it
I feel like
to
after time they either permanently stain or they harden up because of the material getting inside. But I would smoke out of one if I presented, you know, if it was the opportunity presented itself. We fucking smoked out of like Arizona cans and Gatorade bottles. Like, who are we to fucking judge, right?
Right.
Everyone started somewhere. And if you go back, yeah, fuck it.
I mean, it said right here. Is silicone safe to smoke out of?
I don't think it's not safe.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I would have changed that to an exclamation mark.
I don't think it's unsafe. I just personally
think it's the same.
I don't
okay,
think it's, yeah,
true,
I think it's very, it's like
different.
Tupperware versus, you know, glass. Like, if you store something in the... Oh, there you go.
Oh, fuck. Got you. All right. All right. Is it safe to smoke out silicone? Blah, blah, blah. We know that it is safe for you, but is it the same?
This website asked you if you were over... a certain age, and you no. said no, and they're like, "Sorry, you can't click here." You're gonna try and go back. They're gonna be like, "Eh."
We already gotcha.
Do you think?
Stole your cookies, and we know. Yeah, just
damn,
bro. Just hit the shortcut button that we try it out. Try it out. Let's see. I'll hold this for you.
Yeah. Nope.
Nope. All right. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
One day you'll figure it out.
Yeah, one day we'll figure it out. But yeah, I mean, dang. I don't know. It was still the same. I still got fucking blasted. So
true.
I'm just gonna call you Blastoise because you always get blasted.
Maybe that's the same as, like, you know how people say like they don't taste the difference in Bud, like you don't taste it. Maybe it's the same. Like you don't taste the difference. You just smoke the same.
Oddly enough, the two types of people you're describing right now, Davey's both of them.
Yep.
So that actually makes complete sense. How many times have you asked him, like, "Yo, smell this," and he's like, "Ooh, it smells like marijuana. It smells like bud." Like, definitely. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just like different palates.
Yeah, that's true. They all have some different,
you know, somewhat smell, obviously. Like, but sometimes people are just like, "Yeah, you smell this. Yeah, you smell that pink lemonade." So I'll be like, "No, I smell marijuana." Smells good though.
I mean, you can definitely smell the difference in some, because yeah, like you could tell some have a more citrus, or like
some, you know, are really like fucking smelly, like nasty, like not a good smell.
Some,
you know,
be smelling bad.
Oh, like poop, straight up.
I mean,
like damn, this shit stinks.
There's
dog.
Some that
you
be
fart
smelling
in
like armpit.
Yeah, I mean then. It's the reason why it's called like skunk, you know?
Yeah, skunky.
Yeah, when it's skunky,
you can get like a skunky
better.
Smell. You can get an earthy kind of.
Yeah, there's
smell.
There's
different.
Yeah, the list goes different. on and on.
Sweeter.
Yep, I think as you get into the like the really premium shit.
Yeah.
You start really noticing, and not only when you smoke it, looking at it, smelling it. Like, you can tell, like, it's different weed, you know?
Yeah, you could tell.
I mean, there's some, like, there's some bud out there that's, like,
there's some
expensive,
shit out there.
Expensive, like.
Yeah.
Expensive in what way, you would say?
Like
what makes it expensive?
Spending money.
There are gold flakes in it?
No, just the process that they go through to grow it, the genetics. You know, when you're buying just from, like, you know, brick weed and shit, there's a reason why you get like nickel bags and shit, you know what I mean, dime bags. But when you get into like the more premium weed, you can't easily go out and buy large amounts like that unless you're willing to spend the fucking money.
Cannabis caviar, $1,400.
This is the most expensive strain in the world. Cannabis caviar, $1,400 an ounce. Wow.
Damn, doggy. Yo, this one, Isla OG canned cannabis.
Isla.
I say Isla.
La but, Isla.
damn, there's some
Isla
J1.
OG canned cannabis, 800 an ounce.
XJ13.
But that's what I'm saying, dog. That's a fucking, yo, that's a fucking Android, C3PO.
Bro, yo, come here.
Yeah,
I got that XJ.
They're like, damn, is that a new Jaguar? What you?
Oh my god!
Is that a convertible?
It's the Jaguars of marijuana, ho.
Yeah, no. Nah,
I sell
what I'm
to
saying,
you
like,
$45 a G.
I guarantee you that like that shit is like real fucking fuego, like put you on your ass type shit.
Loud Dream, Fruity Pebbles. Oh man, I feel like someone has tried selling me Fruity Pebbles before, and I was like, oh. It do
oh,
smell like Fruity Pebbles.
Is that real Fruity Pebbles? What they did was they had it and they put it in a Fruity Pebbles bag so it smelled like it.
Oh shit.
Right.
These motherfuckers out to get your ass.
Yeah, but the genetic it all comes down to the genetics and then the growing process. Like when you get into the growers that like really put care into their shit, have really good systems in place, don't use like pesticides, like you're getting primo shit with good genetics. Like, it's expensive, man. Good weed is expensive.
Yeah, it's
true. You could pick up an ounce for like $80, don't smoke it.
I mean, look at this. This is on Forbes.
Don't smoke it. That's on Forbes.
Yeah, 2018 article, but still.
Yeah, we need to find one for 2021.
Yeah.
That shit has to be way more now. See,
retail. Oh, yeah.
Blase, blase. We already know about that because that happened 2 years ago.
My guy. Just go to like update. Like type in whatever you typed in Google and then hit update.
Oh, we got one from March.
There you go. March 2021. Three most expensive cannabis strains according to the Zamnesia.com
bud.blog.
Most expensive cannabis strains and all affordable alternatives. All right, let's see. Go down to the list. Oracle.
Wow.
That shit looks like gold nuggets, furry gold nuggets.
Like Golden State Warriors, the Oracle.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hits blunt once.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy. And then.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not looking at the alternatives.
Pebbles. What the fuck?
That has to be Photoshop.
Dog, that has to be Photoshop.
Yo,
why would
that shit has they to definitely, be. Like, they have rainbow nugs in their hands.
They definitely put the contrast up and the saturation up.
Yeah,
a million
so,
of those photos.
Yeah,
our
did.
Listeners, we're currently looking at a picture, and it's a hand holding, you know, different nuggets of marijuana, and each nugget's like a different color.
Like
looking
purple,
like a goddamn
pink,
Fruity Pebbles.
Green, red.
Damn,
breeders at the seed bank created this.
How do you say that word, Mark? Are you going for it?
I can't even see it. Let me see.
Tantalizing.
Tantalizingly
sweet hybrid using Green Ribbon, Granddaddy Purp, and Tahoe Alien. Hey man, I got this Tahoe Alien. Wow. You want some?
Yeah, we're not gonna look at that. And then Isla OG.
Oh, yo, that one sounds awesome, man.
Yeah, we should when we travel in October, we should definitely get that shit.
Oh, that's the bud that got wrapped in the gold.
Wow.
That 2 Chainz did.
Well, there you have it, folks. Oh, Isla OG, Oracle, and Fruity Pebbles. Those are the three most expensive strains of bud, according to Zamnesia, in March of 2021.
Yeah. All right.
Spend the money on good bud, though, for
real. Guys. Yeah, you'll enjoy
if
it.
If anything, just do it for the one time.
Yeah, just do it for the one time. Like, you don't spend the money recklessly, but get some good weed one time, and then it'll motivate you to get more money so that you could afford the good weed.
Yeah, go to Las Vegas, go to the world's largest smoke shop, and spend some money on some good ass weed. There you go.
Yeah.
Planet 13 in Las Vegas. Check it out.
Nice.
Check it out. So last episode, we kind of mentioned a smoking ritual when I was, or not last episode, episode 3. But that stuck in my brain, and I was like, oh shit. Do you guys have smoking rituals? Whether it's in the sense of like things you have to do like a pregame before you fucking smoke, or it's something that you do while you smoke. Do you guys have any habits that like you catch yourself doing?
Well, we all do the fucking circle thing. The
circle jerk?
Yeah, the circle jerk.
Now, no. So when you're smoking anything rolled up, and it starts canoeing, you like twirl it around in the circle, and it evens it out. I don't understand the science behind it because I'm not fucking smart enough, but
like magic,
it works.
It's the juju, dog.
Once
it's
like that
the
shit centrifugal force. Canoeing, you just like,
spin that shit around.
Spin it
like one of those
circles.
You spin it around like one of those like New Year's toys, like the
like the vibrates. Sparklers
or like a sparkler. Yeah, I was thinking of the shit that spins. It's like a little. It's like a child's toy too. Like it's on a fucking something you hold, and then it spins around. The top spins around and makes a noise.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah,
yeah.
I know
spin
what
around
mean.
Something like that.
It just like makes a crazy noise.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
All right, so you guys do that. Do you do anything else? Like, hey, we're about to do this and then go smoke.
Oh, I don't think so, man. To be honest with you, like,
I don't think I have a smoking ritual per se. Like,
yeah,
like, okay.
I don't know.
Just light up, man.
Maybe I just haven't realized it yet, maybe, but.
Yeah, maybe.
One day you're going to realize it and the glass is going to shatter.
Exactly.
In your
brain. I know, it's going to be one of those. And then you're going to
fucking mark.
I do this every
All
time.
All I know is that I usually, like, get ready and then I smoke. and then we leave.
Then you do whatever the fuck you got to do.
Whatever. Like, I mean, not like we always smoke every time we leave, yeah. But. I mean,
if I'm walking out this fucking house, I'm gonna be fucking high.
Sometimes it be like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, but
just sometimes.
All right. Have either of you? This one's gonna be more interesting, I think, to hear from you for medical reasons. Okay. But have either of you ever wanted to stop smoking?
Yeah, I was thinking about it today.
Like permanently, or just like a small hiatus?
Like smoke, maybe like. Twice a week. Like cut back to that and then like see how far I can get from there.
Do you want to do it to like lower your tolerance or just because you feel like you're smoking too much or
a little bit of both? Okay. I definitely want to lower the tolerance for sure. And it's like if you do it for like a good month, you're pretty your tolerance gets reset pretty decent. But
30 days?
Yeah, I heard that 30 days you're just like you smoke it and
like being in a rehab.
It's like going back. It's like having that little kid high when you first, your first time getting high. And I'm like, oh.
Since you've been like a full adult, 21 or over,
yeah.
What's the longest you've gone without smoking?
Oh, a few years. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I met you.
Because you've known me your whole fucking life.
God. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but hey, credit to you though. You did get me into smoking again. You're a little
terrible influence.
You're an awesome influence. Don't think that yourself.
What about you, Naomi?
So I don't think I ever kind of wanted to smoke, I guess, or wanted to stop smoking.
Picked that shit up and it was like Pringles. Once you started, you couldn't stop.
I mean, I didn't do it that much before, but I never had a point where I was like, damn, I need to stop. Like, I mean, I guess I do feel like sometimes I'm like, man, I do be smoking a lot, like I gotta chill, you know. Yeah. But I don't ever feel like I want to really stop, mostly because I went to a medical marijuana doctor. Like, you have to always do these checkups with them, like every 6 months or 6 or 7 months. And it's crazy because I was really struggling to find an appointment. So I went all the way to fucking what's that city where all the freaking
Villages?
Oh yeah, the Villages. I went the way to the Villages, right? And my mom accompanied me there because I was like, "Yo, can you go with me? Like, I don't want to go all the way to the Villages by myself, you know." Like, so my mom came with me to a medical marijuana doctor's appointment.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor, he had me surprised at what he said, because when I started explaining to him like why I use it and stuff like that, he was like, oh, well, then I suggest that you smoke every day.
Every single day?
Every day. Yeah. And I was like, oh,
still
really?
Blazing,
and he
still
was
blazing,
like, yeah,
still
because
blazing.
In your situation, like marijuana, like, you know, it alleviates inflammation. So the more you continue to do that, the better it would be for you.
Wow. Okay.
And then he's like, and it would be better like if you didn't stop, because then you're like, it's like, you know, when you do something constantly, that's what you're like that's what it's suppressing, the, you know, like the nerves that are inflamed, mm-hmm. or whatever. But like he said, you wouldn't want to stop because then you're like resetting in a way, you know, like. You wouldn't want to just stop it and then continue to help you again. Like, you'd want it to help you all the time.
That makes sense.
So he said, you should just smoke all the time, or, like, you know, use medical marijuana, like, consistently so you get the best benefit out of it.
What do you think is...
Say no more, fam.
I was like, bet. And my mom was there, too. My mom was like, Diablo Naomi, tú tienes que fumar más. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, be like that. So you have the highest dosage?
I don't know if I have the highest dosage.
Or is it dosage, like the amount of cannabis products you can buy?
I don't think I have the highest on like every like script that's offered.
Okay.
But I know it's pretty up there.
Okay.
Because it's like, I mean, everybody for Flower is the same, because Florida like only allows you to have like, I think you can only purchase 2.5 ounces. That's the cap. So like there's no more that you can buy than that. But for other shit, you have like a lot of fucking milligrams.
Interesting.
Like you could have like 50,000 milligrams.
The
on,
fuck?
Yeah, like you could have a lot, a lot.
God damn.
50,000
milligrams. That's wild.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's like a monthly thing.
It like resets every
yeah,
month.
It resets every month. And then every 6 months or so, you're supposed to get like rechecked, and the doctor gives you a new set of scripts.
Interesting.
Yeah, but thanks, I was really that. Surprised when the doctor told me that. I was like, oh wow, that's interesting, because I had went to other doctors and I felt like they were just kind of like, I don't know, like they were just trying to get me to continue but not really do any health like review, or like, you know, like ask me like, how is it helping? Like what do you use? Like, I kind of feel like they just were like, oh, you want to continue using it? Okay. Like, does it help you? Yeah, I mean,
like,
okay.
Pretty carefree about it.
Like, they didn't really care, you know? And okay. This doctor, he, like, actually went, like, really in-depth about it.
Yeah.
And told me, like, how it really is beneficial. So I was like, damn, that's interesting. And it made me want to keep smoking. Like, why would the fuck would I want to stop, right? Yeah.
What, did I ask you what's the longest that you've gone without smoking? Have you gone, like, more than 2 weeks since you got your medical card?
Nope.
Have you gone more than a week?
Oh.
A few days?
No.
Sheesh.
I smoke like, I legit smoke every day per doctor recommendation, dog.
Hey, hey, that's, round of applause for that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Living and my best life.
I live in this shit, she said. I live here, dog. That's real. That's real.
Just keeping it real.
I think the longest I've gone in recent years, probably like 2, maybe 3 weeks.
That's recent too. I think I remember that.
That's probably the longest I've gone so far without smoking weed.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dang.
I did consider stopping completely once. I was like, you know what? I'm just not gonna do this shit anymore, dog.
Right. You know, sometimes I do have that like thought, like, damn, maybe, you know, I should just,
for you it's different now,
like stop, right? You know? But now I feel like since it's something that I'm like so used to doing, like,
yeah,
I don't know, like, why would I want to stop?
No, it makes complete sense.
Not trying
sense.
To sound like a total pothead, but like,
so, no, but like, you truly have the medical benefits of this shit. So like, yeah. it's different versus me where I'm like, I just want to fucking smoke every day for the rest of my fucking life.
Like, rest of my fucking life.
Like, I mean, it sounds fucking great in theory, but like, for someone like myself who doesn't medically need it as much as you do, it's different.
Yeah, that is, you know? True. Davey, why you be smoking? Because you like to smoke?
Because you smoke.
You like to smoke, like, with me, right?
I do like to smoke with you. I feel like when I'm high, it brings out part of my personality that I suppress when I'm not. So,
Oh yeah,
shit, yeah.
It's gonna be a fucking therapy session.
Very much. So like, shit. I'm like, man, imagine if I smoked in high school, I'd probably been a little more fun.
Like, you'd be more social.
Yeah, I'd probably be more social. I was very, I'm like, a very shy person sometimes. So.
Oh, so then you feel like when you smoke, you become more like outgoing and talkative to people versus like not being high.
Exactly.
Oh.
He lets his wild Thornberry side come out.
That's why you be saying some crazy shit.
No, but before, like, you know, being diagnosed and everything, or just like when you were younger, when was the longest you went without smoking?
I don't know, maybe like a week or two. I mean, that shit was a hot minute ago.
Not bad.
Not gonna lie.
I'm sure it was a
smoke
hot minute.
Weed every day. Hey.
All right. Next question I have for you guys. Do you feel as if bad things have come from you smoking weed? Whether long term or like you smoked weed and then something bad happened. Do you ever talk to me?
I definitely
you nodded.
I had like a bad experience like, one time that it was like It was actually kind of like very fucking surreal in a way.
Okay.
But like, I was taking a coworker home after when I was working in a restaurant in Orlando. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Hey man, thanks for taking me home. Do you want to hit a dab?" And I was like, "Man, I haven't hit a dab in a while," but I was like, "Sure." Right?
Is he from Caucasia?
No, he was this really cool Spanish kid that
okay.
I met.
Okay.
I haven't done a dab in, like, up to this point, I didn't do dabs for a while.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, all right, whatever. Like, I've done it before. And so we go into his place, we hit the dab, and he gives me a fucking, looks like a fucking moco, like a fucking big ass fucking wax bud collab. And I'm like, hitting that shit, instantly start choking. Like, I'm like, fuck. And it's like, you know, everybody has had that, like, cough and that choke when you smoke dab and it's like a little too much and it fucking chokes you. Like,
yeah,
that is the worst feeling ever. Like, you can't breathe. You're like,
yeah.
And from there, I fucking took off, dog.
Like, I just ran.
Nah, I didn't just
ran out the door.
I did my get out.
You like, damn, y'all, I gotta go.
No, I wasn't like that. Like, I got lit, and then like I was like, all right, man, I gotta go home. Right after a while, and I'm like sitting in my car, and I'm like, oh fuck. And by I meant, I'm like, I like, you know, left. I went to the moon and back, basically, because like,
okay,
like I was gone. I was like on cloud 10,000 instantly. I was like, oh fuck. So I'm driving, right, and I feel like I know how to drive my car. All right, right. I'm on fucking.
You're on the Nimbus right now.
I'm trying to get on I-4.
In downtown Orlando. And I'm
like, no, not in downtown Orlando. It's like a little more uptown.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like fucking trying to drive, and I'm like, all right, we go in the fourth, and from like fucking third, I went back into second.
Oh, shit.
I
was like,
on oh I-4? Shit,
yo, I couldn't drive. I actually got on I-4 and went back into second, and I was like, oh fuck, I gotta get off. I can't drive.
Yeah, that's then, responsible of you though.
Well, from there, that's when the paranoia kicked in and everything. Yeah. And then basically, long story short, I got paranoid as fuck, and then I asked a friend if I could just stay at his place for the night and not go home. And then I threw up.
You threw up?
Yeah, I threw up. I also had like, I had a chicken sandwich for dinner that day, and it was a little sus. So I threw that shit up. And it's funny how, because well, what's crazy is I was waiting for him at the at like the parking garage, but he went out that night. And yeah, I told him like, yo, I need to stay at your place. He's like, well, I'm out right now. And I was like, all right, take your time, don't come home when you like, don't rush back or anything.
Yeah, he's like,
I'll wait for you. So I went for a walk because I had like, you know, I'm paranoid, my stomach hurt, I got a cramp.
Oh man,
I went to this fucking abandoned like construction area, and I just took a deep breath and let that sit loose, dog.
God. Ew, damn.
So you like made yourself throw up in a way.
Well, I was gonna throw up regardless, but like I took the deep breath, be like, to get ready for the fucking.
So I've got. Yeah. we have throw up stories from each of you now.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Now you guys, I have
yo,
to.
Yo, for real.
Eventually, my
delivery route was horrible. Gotta,
eventually, I have
too.
To try and remember if I've ever thrown up from being so high. I know
there's a lot of people.
I know crossfaded, definitely, but like, I don't know if I've ever been so high that I've thrown up.
I have, so.
I've seen people like straight up get so high they throw up.
The honesty from the both of you is very real.
Yeah.
I witnessed one of my brother's close friends like take a big ass dab,
yeah,
and then straight up throw up
like
right
the,
after
like the Exorcist,
shit.
Just fucking spraying everywhere.
Yo, this shit's crazy.
Oh, I actually have seen someone like, throw up in front of me from smoking too much.
Trying to cover your mouth and it's just like squirting out of the sides and shit.
No. That's just all crazy, right. Though. I don't think I've ever been like smoking and then like been so high at the moment that I threw up.
Yeah.
I think there's been other circumstances that happened, yeah, that would make me throw up, but not that I got so high I'm like, oh fuck, and I like feel like I need to throw up.
Okay.
Oh, man.
What's up?
I did remember another time.
Yo, you threw up another time.
No, I didn't throw up another time, but another where bad things came from smoking. I definitely took my cousin out for his birthday one time and got him cross-faded, and I fed him like a chocolate cake for his birthday. Well, I didn't feed him, but I bought him the chocolate cake. And he ate it.
I just pictured Davey high as fuck or crossfaded as fuck with a spoon, like, or a fork.
Feeding
his cousin, like, chocolate cake, like the dude from Matilda.
Oh, my God.
Eat. Kids is there, fat kid.
Oh,
no.
My God. All right, go ahead. Continue.
But, yeah, and then, like, this, and then hours later, we're chilling with some of the friends and the homies, and out of nowhere, he does a burp. And I look at him, he's like, oh, shit, you okay, bro? He's like, yeah. And I was like, man, that burp didn't sound good. He's like, it wasn't that good. And then we look there, and then he instantly just throws up. Instantly Aww. Throws up. Like, Aww. We're looking at each other eye to eye. It's quiet. And then he just... and I was like, oh, what the fuck? And he was like, oh, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, damn, dog. This kid is, you don't accept bud or a smoking apparatus from a stranger in a garage. A parking garage.
Wait, this story just got even more strange.
Okay, so this is what also happened. So we went to my car to you know, have a to fucking sesh, you know, in there. And
where
we
was
were
the
park? And we were in there in the parking garage, and the people parked next to us ended up coming back to the car to do the same thing.
Okay.
But they had like a pen or some shit.
Okay.
They're like, yo, you want to hit this? And we're like, yeah.
Wait, question. I have a question.
You didn't know these people?
Where the fuck is the chocolate cake in all of this?
Oh, later on. Well, like, I took him to like a restaurant.
And okay.
We ate, and then so I was like, immediate. Yo, you want this chocolate cake thing? And he was like, yeah, sure.
All right. Oh, man, that's funny. Thank you for sharing that story. That's funny as hell.
Yeah. This story is, like, within... There's probably, like, 7 to 8 hours that this... There's, like, parts where, like, the... We smoked and got crossfaded and shit like that. And then, like, a few hours passed, he had the cake. And then a few hours passed.
And then he threw up.
He fucking threw up.
All right.
All right. Oh, shout out to you, man.
Poor guy.
Davey, you've been smoking for a while. No, Naomi, obviously, I only know you from Davey. Have you, either of you, dated anybody who didn't like that you smoked weed? Or have you guys lost friends over you smoking weed?
I don't think I've lost friends, to be honest with you. But, nor have I ever had a partner or a...
Significant other?
Yeah, significant other look down on me or not like that I didn't smoke or that I smoked, so...
Okay.
I never had a significant other that didn't smoke.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think if I lost any friends because I smoke. I mean, I don't think that I've lost friends, but I will definitely say that I feel like I've lost, like, connections with people because we have differences, you know?
Okay.
Like, I don't think that I've lost friends. Like, yo, like, fuck her.
I feel you that.
Like, you know, I'm not going to be friends with her because she don't like that I smoke or because she don't smoke. But
yeah.
I do feel like there's a lot of people that I grew up with or, like, that I used to be really cool with that they don't, I mean, they obviously don't smoke. So, I mean, when you have different things in common, like, it's not, like, as fun as hanging out with somebody that does burn and, like, parties and does shit that you like to do. So, I feel like I've lost...
You've grown up. You guys have grown up.
Yeah, like,
not necessarily
way,
because you smoked weed.
Yeah, it's not because I smoke, yeah.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense.
What about you, Mark?
What about me? My name is Mark. I'm 29. I like short walks on the beach.
Yeah, very short walks on the beach.
With your wiener dogs.
with my weenies.
My weenies.
With the weenie,
like,
wagon.
Do you feel like you've lost, like, connections or, like, friends or someone looked down on you for smoking?
Not necessarily. I will say that it's interesting meeting new people, not necessarily in a romantic way or anything, but just making new friends and trying to find out whether or not they smoke
Ooh, that is actually kind of fun and interesting to do.
Yeah, it's very interesting because I do try and like meet new people, make friends. Like it's cool just hanging out with people, you know, like, and doing shit alone. Like I can't stress that enough. I do a lot of shit alone, and I love it. I think more people. I know you're laughing
because I'm laughing because I heard something about that today, about like the other day, where they were like, "Yeah, you shouldn't really ever eat alone."
Who said that?
It was something on the radio. They were saying like you shouldn't eat alone, and I was like, "Wonder why they're saying it." It's like, "Oh, choking." Because if you're choking, someone can try helping you.
It's not like I'm eating in a fucking dark alley. Like there's people around me, dog.
I don't know.
I hope that if I'm choking in a restaurant, like someone comes up and gives me the fucking Heimlich or they something. Probably won't. Like, they're just like, oh, that motherfucker over there choking. Oh, well, he shouldn't have smoked. Like, the fuck?
What? Where'd the smoking part come in? Because,
you know, I walk in smelling like bud.
Yeah, he got out the car that all the fucking smoke came out of him.
He fucking deserves a dog smelling like goddamn bud.
I ain't trying to smell like bud.
No, but seriously, I mean, like, I do a lot of shit by myself, but I've also met a lot of people and made new friends and shit, and, I don't think that I've ever lost a connection with someone because of weed necessarily. I would say like the both of you, you guys just have different hobbies and different interests, and you just grow apart. People grow old, they grow apart, they find new things that they like and love, and things that they used to like and love that they don't anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think I've necessarily lost any connections or friendships with people because I smoked. But I do think that that's an understated or an under thought about thing, I guess you could say. Like, people don't really take into consideration what other people do in their free time.
Yeah.
So, like, you're trying to make friends with people or just hang out. Like, hey, let's go to Topgolf today. You know, you don't know. This person could have just been getting fucking trashed somewhere.
Yeah, you really don't know.
Or like, you know, there's so I don't. I try not to think about that when I make plans with people. Like whatever you did before here, I don't. Unless you want to talk about it, cool. But like, I don't fucking. Your personal life is your personal life until you want to share that with me, type of shit. Like I'm not gonna pry.
No, I'm definitely the same way too. And it's crazy because there's been times where I would like somebody that I don't know if they do or don't like smoke and shit, that I'll be like, damn, like, wonder if you be burning too.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever like think that like people you worked with or like people that are in you know, like a professional environment that you be like thinking like, yo, you're mad cool and like it'd be cool as fuck to chew with you and burn or some shit, but you just don't know. And at the same time, you're like not gonna open that door.
The only places you could really open that door is like restaurants, because servers are usually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And bars, you could ask the bartender. Like it's common for bartenders.
So the same place. You just said the same place twice.
Restaurants and bars.
Oh, I mean, not necessarily, because a bar is a restaurant, but a restaurant isn't necessarily a bar. Or a restaurant can be a bar, but a bar can't necessarily be a restaurant.
You're right.
Very
like
true.
A rectangle can be a square, but whatever the saying goes.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
tomato. Potato, potato.
But yeah. Yeah, I'm cool with, we're going to take a quick smoke break.
Smoke break.
There it is. Yeah,
oh my God.
We got to throw some auto-tune on that.
Can we get a smoke break?
We're going to throw some auto-tune on that, baby. Thank you.
Khalifa, man. Paper plane gang. 501 Young. Hey, shout out to my brother Spitter, man. I just wanted to say that. And your bitch can see this shit from across the street, nigga. It's pimping over here.
Macaroni. That was macaroni right there. All right, we're back from our smoke break, guys. And I don't know.
Smoke break.
Now, we just had a little smoke break, and we just watched the video of Conan smoking Seth Rogen pulling out a joint from his pocket and handing it to Conan O'Brien. Excuse me. And yeah, it was a pretty awesome. Funny moment. So we watched it was like this weird cut. It wasn't the actual
video.
Yeah, but it's funny because Conan goes to light it and he's holding it backwards, and Seth's like, "Yo, that shit's backwards." Like, and he just starts cracking up laughing because, like, you can really tell that Conan, it seemingly didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, you can tell he's never done it before.
Yeah, and Seth Rogen's like, "Yeah, you might just want to take one hit and then just like see how that makes you feel."
Oh my goodness.
And it's just really funny. It's a really funny little tidbit that they had going on. Shout out to Conan. Actually, he's going to go, we just saw, he's going to be switching over to HBO Max and doing a weekly show instead of a daily show.
Oh, that's just dope. So, I mean, that's all he's doing?
I guess. And then podcasts.
Oh, true, true.
Shout out to all the podcasters out there.
For real.
Yeah, shout out to you fucks. I mean, my bad. Shout out to us. My fellow coworkers.
Shout out to us. Oh, man.
Yo, for real, I hope y'all like my voice.
Okay.
There was all right. So something happened to me earlier this week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It actually was on the weekend. But have you guys, and this is mainly a question for you, Davey.
Oh shit.
Well, you know, it's a question for both of you. Have you guys ever had someone like random as fuck, hit you up and be like, "Yo, the funniest shit just happened to me," and then they tell you and it's not funny at all?
No.
Like, at all?
So someone texts you saying that, and this person that texts you is someone that you haven't talked to in a while, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's someone that we don't talk on a regular basis.
Okay.
And they're like, "Oh man, I gotta tell you, the funniest shit just happened to me," and then they tell me and I'm just like like
that's when you hit it with a damn, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That was actually my response.
LOL, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was very it's just like one of those things, like, you could have just hit me up and talked if you wanted to talk. You didn't have to come over like this.
I know, right?
Yo, this funny thing. The funniest thing, the craziest thing, just like nothing.
Do you want to say what it was?
No.
What happened to this person?
No. I don't want to talk about that at all.
Okay.
But it was a funny experience after the fact. It wasn't the entire.
Like, looking back at it.
Looking back on it, I'm like, that shit is funny. Not what was said, but like the entire interaction of it all was just like, "Yo, you got my number. You could hit me up anytime to talk." You don't have to come up with this weirdo way of
like
breaking the ice.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they were like, "Yo, how much does a polar bear weigh?"
I would have not responded.
Really, Davey? That's how you break the ice?
And then I would reply after he didn't reply back and be like, "I guess not enough to break the ice."
Yeah, nah. I'm definitely blocking you.
Yo, you're a weirdo. That's how you breaking the ice.
That's how you know Davey's
wow.
They booed this man. Boo him off the stage.
I would throw a whole ass tomato at you.
Nah, hit that shit. Nah, I'll catch that shit.
Before it explodes.
Oh man. That is, yeah, Davey is a funny guy. That's how you know when Davey was like, "Yeah, you know, I was shy in high school." That's how you could tell he was actually shy in high school.
No wonder.
No one would understand me.
Everybody was like, you would say some shit and be like, "Oh, okay."
No, I never said anything.
And ignored you.
No, I never said anything. I was never quiet. I was quiet in school.
Yeah, Davey was fairly quiet. Amongst his friend group, he was Davey, you know,
Yeah.
But it was never, he wasn't always like trying to befriend everyone like on some way too friendly shit, you know?
Yeah, I'm not too friendly, everybody.
I'm not too friendly.
He bites.
We bite.
Oh, man. But that's funny, man. But now, you know, smoke weed and it opens up your, I guess for you, it opens up your personality a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we back to that. Yo, Conan is one person I would love to smoke with.
Oh, okay.
Back to that old question that we had.
That was last week.
Oh, ha, last week.
Yeah.
The past is the past, dog.
Yo. You've been a little too much right now.
So Conan would be another person. All right. You said you grew up, not that you grew up, but you watched his late night shows.
Oh, I just watched one late night. The other ones were on like TBS.
Yeah.
Well, I did watch when he moved like to Jay Leno's spot. Got Jay Leno's time slot on NBC.
On NBC. Yeah. That was a new... So I have to admit... I have to admit that I preferred Conan over Jimmy Fallon.
Well, Jimmy Fallon had... it would have been cool to have them both, to be honest with you. But I remember watching Jimmy Fallon's first, like, when he had Late Night.
Yeah.
When Conan got out of Late Night, he went to the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I was like, oof. That was rough.
With Jimmy Fallon?
The first episode, yeah.
Yeah.
But then every episode after that was good.
Yeah, I mean, he ended up being a very good late night talk show host, but...
I wouldn't say very good, but... it's good.
Fair enough. I was being a little nice.
Who's
there?
Who's very but... good to you?
Conan O'Brien. Well, he likes Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien's very good. Yeah, I guess just Conan O'Brien. I did like David Letterman. David Letterman was cool as well. And then Jay Leno as well was pretty cool.
Did you ever watch Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
Okay.
Not much.
Jay Leno.
I was
mainly
like an NBC guy. So it was Jay Leno and then Conan right after. But yeah. If I didn't want to watch one of them, I would watch David Letterman.
Okay.
Yeah. The writer's strike time on NBC was pretty funny, actually, to be honest with you.
That was when Conan had the late night.
Yeah, he had late night, and there was one segment where he just like walked around all of because he could play the guitar pretty good.
Okay.
And he just walked around, he grew a beard, and he walked around the whole office just like going up to his employees and playing like Nirvana songs to them. And then he's just like,
this was during the writer's strike?
Yeah, the writer's strike.
So they didn't write any content for the show, so he would just do whatever the hell he wanted?
Basically, it felt like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, huh. They all, like, grew beards, too. Like, all the other late-night hosts.
Ah.
Like, oh, those all grow beards during this, like, strike thing.
Did you ever watch any shows growing up as a kid during the day? Like, I watched fucking TV as a kid. What do you mean?
Well, no, like any, I used to watch The Price is Right.
What I was getting into, because like they have the daytime talk show hosts as well. But did you ever watch one show?
Yeah.
And Price is Right.
Price is Right is one, but one that I actually watched almost every day for a good like 3 summers was the Kelly Ripa and
Regis Philbin show.
Yeah. I watched that every day.
It was Regis and Kelly, I think it was.
Yo,
called.
It got to the point where I was answering those questions.
Oh,
God. Like, they would call you and shit. And they'd be like, all right, we got a few questions for you. And if you win this, like, vacation. And it was like, so last week on this show, we did this. And
you watched this so much that you were able to answer those questions?
I was able to answer the fucking questions.
Damn, dog, I see you. Regis and Kelly.
Yeah, Regis and Kelly.
That's funny as fuck. And then Kelly, it was Kelly and Michael. Michael, right?
Well, it was Kelly and someone else for a bit after
Regis.
After Regis,
and
yeah.
then
it was Kelly and
Michael Strahan came
Michael
in.
Strahan, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Shout out to you. I watched a lot of Price is Right and
another one you watch.
Really, that was it. I watched Maury and Jerry Springer too.
I watched a good hand of Maury. Maury, definitely.
Oh, and you are not the father.
Yeah, all of those people, those camera people should have been in track and field.
Yes.
Yeah, they were running with fucking 50-pound cameras.
Yes.
Yo, with wires, dog, sprinting after
everything.
These people.
Yeah, that
and it's funny because the guests always like, 9 times out of 10, they would always get to a dead end and be like, and then have to either just
and
break down or turn
well,
around.
There was
yeah.
like always like couches too. There was like yeah. couches along the wall,
napkins every toilet,
yeah,
tissue everywhere, paper everywhere.
Dog. Yeah,
it was a well lit backstage though.
That's funny, man.
Very well lit. But I did watch. I watched every French Prince episode, like from the first episode to the end. They'd put it like one summer. For like a few episodes every day and shit.
On Nick?
And, it was the WB
okay.
at the time. And I watched that like religiously.
Every single episode. Every episode.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't even know it was a rerun. I thought that was it actually happening.
Oh, you thought that was like the new episode of the week day?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, shit, this is not.
That's funny.
Dang, that's funny.
But yeah, that's
Have you guys seen anything happen this week that you're like, I should have been high for this shit? Or someone who should have been high during a situation? You want to talk about the person of the week
who, of those?
Who should have smoked before doing something?
I can kind of think of one, but I mean, I feel like you would think that this person does smoke already, so.
Who this? Go for it.
So I heard that Chris Brown like hit somebody again. Oh. So I was gonna say he should have just fucking chilled and smoked before he decided to put hands on a bitch and knock her weave off.
Honestly, he probably
hit another girl.
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah, he
hit. It's not his first. Obviously, we know it's not his first time. He's hit a lot of
Chris Brown.
Allegedly. You're right.
Allegedly.
Chris Brown has allegedly hit a woman, and her weave fell out as she claimed.
Yeah.
Wow, she got hit hard.
But allegedly, again, this isn't Chris Brown's first.
Yeah, it's not his alleged first
assault.
Yeah.
And
he did it to my poor baby Brianna.
Abuse. I will. Let's just very quickly.
Domestic abuse.
Domestic violence. Physical abuse in general is very bad. We do not condone that shit in any way, obviously. And people who
abuse of any kind, please.
Yeah, domestic. Yeah, she's not whatever cool. The case is. Smoke a joint. Relax. Keep your hands to yourself.
Badass. Keep your hands to yourself.
But this isn't his first time allegedly hitting a woman, and I think eventually there is going to be that conversation. I think it's no one wants to talk about it right now because he's still making good music, and I know that's such a terrible like cop out. But like, let's face it, people aren't going to stop listening to his music if he puts out music. Like,
I know.
As much as you want to change, like, it's very difficult. There's always going to be people putting money in this man's pocket.
I'm very surprised he's not canceled yet. That's honestly the power of Chris Brown, right?
Yeah. Honestly, and that's. But I think in the far off, not the far off, in the not so far off future, there's going to be like some serious talks about him and the things he did, similar to like things we talk about in the past, like Ike and Tina Turner and Bobby and Whitney and shit like that. Like,
yeah,
that conversation is going to be had about Chris Brown. And I think a lot of people sweep that shit underneath the rug right now because of it being Chris Brown and he's still making music. He's with fucking Drake and yeah, everyone.
I know, right?
He's doing that's a lot like of features with people.
Fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, no, honestly. Whoa. I mean, like, obviously,
like,
the R. Kelly situation.
Like, it's like another extreme. Yeah, I mean, we don't know how many bitches he's done that shit to. Yeah. I mean, you never know.
When we say bitches, we don't mean, like, in a derogatory way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My
she's
bad.
Like, he slapped all these bitches up and down. No, we don't mean it in a derogatory way. We're just saying.
He probably smacked a lot of people. Pretty women.
He probably hit a lot of women, allegedly, and we don't know about it. And I think eventually we will have that conversation. But back to your point,
man.
Chris Brown was probably high as fuck when he did this. He was probably, you know on
right?
some other
I hope
shit.
It didn't make you him think aggressive high.
You think he went
allegedly,
like this.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
He did the worm and then got back up.
Oh, you thought he was a dance move and knocked you?
He said, look at this.
We're going to be 10 episodes in and be canceled already. We're going to have to cut this entire conversation out because we're going to be fucking canceled. This man, Davey's like, yo, you think he did the fucking arm worm and fucking slap? No, motherfucker. No, I do not.
Oh, my God.
I think it was a true. Anyways.
Okay.
We can move on from here.
Sorry. Man. Yeah, we'll move on.
Davey was.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't even laugh about it.
Right before this, Davey was talking about going back to the future, and we were talking about that show Manifest.
Oh yeah, I like that show so far. I think everybody been on.
Spoiler
that
alert:
recently.
We're only up to episode 5, bro. Don't say anything about future and past and all that.
I'm not going to talk about anything. I'm just going to talk about the concept of the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't started watching it, just watch the first episode.
If that shit happened to you in real life, would you think to yourself, like, nah, I must be high as fuck right now? There's no way that this happened.
No, I would think that.
It depends on how that day went.
Like you take off, you take off from wherever you're traveling from.
Then they came from Denver.
No, they were going from Jamaica. Jamaica. Oh yeah, New York.
Back to New York. Yes.
Montego Bay.
Montego Bay. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Denver. My bad, y'all.
And it's all good. Imagine like you're on a flight, and that shit happens. You're flying
Davey
somewhere.
Would have passed out.
I would have shat myself, dog.
First and foremost.
Everybody's like, "Oh my god!"
You hop on this. My god. But the thing is, you imagine it's just turbulence, and you see a bolt of lightning. I'm not saying anything about the show in particular. I'm just saying, imagine this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you land, and they're escorting your plane to the wherever they're gonna let you off. I guess they would put it in a hangar, or at one of the terminals.
I think they had him like.
They had them on the tarmac.
It was like a private part of the airport.
But that's what I'm saying. Imagine this entire thing happened and you get off.
There's thousands of cops there.
And
too.
Someone's like, "Yo, you guys disappeared 5 years ago."
That shit is so crazy.
You know what I would do? I would look at them and be like, "What?"
Honestly, though, red if this happened to me and Davey, I know we'd be high on the flight. So we'd be like, "Yo, what?"
Yeah, imagine that shit, dog.
Especially if we're coming from Jamaica. Maybe that's what really happened. They all got so blasted. No, I'm just kidding. they came back five years later.
Netflix is going to pick up that idea.
I mean, look, we're
season four.
We're only four episodes in.
Yeah, we're only four in.
So you guys
I have
a
feeling
you guys
that has
don't
something
know too
to do
much.
With like,
no,
the Bermuda Triangle.
No, we don't even know.
Okay.
Maybe some of the Bermuda Triangle and some sort of magical powers.
Some sorcery?
Yeah, like some sort of... I know... Yeah.
It's going to be like Lovecraft Country, but like...
There's something scientifical that's different
about
them.
They come from center field.
You guys, I'm excited for you guys to continue watching this and at least catch up to where I was where I'm at.
Where you at?
And where I'm at.
The whole city behind you.
let's get a boo for that one again.
Yo, that's a top five commercial of all time, okay? First and foremost.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm gonna start season three.
Oh, okay. So I mean
we watch an episode a day.
We don't really binge it.
Or two seasons.
Yeah, that's fine.
To watch.
That's
How many
fine.
Episodes are in each?
Probably like
8 or 10.
12.
10 or so.
12? Davey's saying 12.
It's like 24.
Nah, definitely not 24.
It's like a Law and Order series.
Honestly, I used to watch Law and Order a lot.
You know who watches Law and Order a lot?
But that's late night though. That's not in the day.
You know who watches a lot of Law and Order? My mother.
Yeah, I love your mother.
She watches.
Shout out to Mark's mom.
They're good.
She watches Law and Order more than anybody I know on this planet.
Because she's a New Yorker.
She's not a New Yorker.
She used to live in New York. New York City, NYC, baby.
Oh my god.
Happy fucking Yams Day.
Fucking Davey.
Fucking Yams Day.
Fucking Davey.
Happy fucking Yams Day.
Is this Side Talk NYC? Sidewalk Talk NYC?
Oh
Side Talk.
God.
Side Talk?
Yeah.
Side Talk NYC.
Yo, check
Dog,
it out on
that
YouTube,
shit
everybody.
Is so funny.
It's my favorite part of New York.
That shit is a
it's just
a
them
magical
always
place.
Like screaming,
just wilding,
like, wilding like on 1,000, like
people
wilding rapping.
For no reason.
Yo, like remember before where I was like, "Yo, where you at?"
Yeah,
like where are we?
We outside.
We outside.
We outside. That shit is so funny.
Speaking of which, side note, and we're not gonna get in depth in it, but I'm halfway vaxxed, everybody. So.
Congratulations.
We outside.
Oh, you halfway outside.
I got one leg out the door.
This man said, "I'm half vaxxed." Shout out to you, man.
Not half vax. I'm vax.
You're vaxxed.
Sorry. And when I get the rest, I'm innated.
Okay. My bad.
Vax innated.
Yeah.
They're both dying. I've heard you say this to me plenty of times.
Oh my but God.
John almost spilled his drink out over there.
I'm done.
This motherfucker, man.
Oh man.
How about you? You gonna get the vaccine?
I don't know. I've been really thinking about it.
That Delta variant is no joke.
I didn't know if since Davey got his, if your viewpoint had changed. So I know we talked about it previously. I don't care to get into it too much.
I'm Let's not too get sure. into it. I've been really contemplating it though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I just haven't made the decision yet.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I think there's always going to be new information found out about this virus and about the vaccinations. Do your own research, make your own choice, do whatever you feel comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fully support whichever decision
you
take. But regardless, wear your fucking mask.
No, regardless, wash your fucking hands, and if you're sick, stay home.
Exactly.
That's the
main thing.
That's the bare minimum. That's just like
if
common
you
sense.
Sick, stay your ass home.
Even if it's not COVID, if you have the fucking shits, you might have a stomach virus. Stay home.
Just stay home.
I would miss a lot of work.
Oh, so you
on your
be,
on your damn Steak and Shake and
that's because you stay in steak the and shake, Fresco Mouse.
Steak and Shake and coffee diet that he's on.
I'm not on a Steak and Shake coffee diet. There's water in there, a lot of water as well. I eat oatmeal every
it's
day.
It's probably
every
the day. Supreme coffee.
The Supreme Bustelo.
Yo, get on it, Hypebeast baby.
Supreme everything baby.
I do see you. I do see you eating oatmeal every day.
Yeah, I just ran out though, so I'm not eating any tomorrow.
I do see you eating that every day. I have been seeing you eating more home cooked meals.
Yo, there's some days that on my 15 minute breaks, I eat another like meal.
Yeah, no, I know.
I tried doing that.
I see you eating quite often, actually.
I don't know where it goes.
Yeah, for real. Davey be eating a lot.
Dog, he eats oatmeal in the morning, and then he eats lunch, and then he'll have another like snack.
He eats three times a day.
Yes, dog.
And then sometimes
just
come
at work.
Home and
no,
eat
no, no.
Again
just
too.
At that's what I'm saying. Just at work, dog.
Yeah, he'll come home and eat sometimes.
He's a growing
too.
Boy.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes.
I don't. I have absolutely no idea where it goes.
I just have a really fast metabolism.
There's no way I still have that fast metabolism.
Why not?
How much do you weigh? If you don't mind saying,
I'm probably like 150.
Do you have a scale in here?
145.
No.
One of the two.
Okay. John, how much do you weigh?
Ooh, Jenna.
I know you were in bulk season, huh? 180.
Ooh, John, thick. Dickington. That's my goal. 180.
180.
Yeah.
That shit's when you're like working out. That shit's a good weight.
That shit's hard to get to. For me, it is.
I weigh like nothing. I weigh like 110.
Plus, I like to run. And
I'm
stuff,
the heaviest
so.
In this room.
Wow.
190.
Oh, swear. 190, swear. Baby. I thought you were gonna be like 230. Yeah, I was gonna be like, what
230?
The fuck?
230? Are you exaggerating?
Damn, this
my
man
wear,
me a
bro.
Fat man. Nah.
That wagon. I see you wagging.
Yeah, 190. It's all in the dark matter in my skull.
Ooh, what, are you a superhero, bro?
Just be
the fuck?
Headbutting the shit out of people and just creating black holes on their back. Pow!
That's probably what happened if you and John fucking headbutt each other. A fucking black hole come out. I'd be like, oh fuck. Here it is.
Here it is. This is how we die.
End of the world. Well, we don't know what happens if you go in a black hole.
Yeah, you're right.
Ooh.
What sound effect was that supposed to
insert
be?
Insert alien.
What the fuck is going on?
Into the black hole.
Can
but yeah,
not?
We'll leave that for the conspiracy episode, everybody.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you better, when that conspiracy theory episode comes,
be prepared.
I'll be the captain of the ship.
Yeah, you're going to be the captain. I'm going to do the intro and the outro, and that's it.
You're gonna do nothing. You're just gonna listen.
I'm just gonna let you steer.
You're gonna learn.
Steer the boat. Drive the boat.
We going over the edge of the earth.
All right.
That one.
All right.
Maybe we'll see. It depends. Depends how the guest is.
Just be prepared.
All right.
You had some questions at the top of the docket, some new questions that you had entered in. I know they're for the guests.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see.
It's would you prefer indica or sativa? Oh,
okay. Those are the same ones that we asked each other. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you had added anything we haven't talked about yet.
No, I feel like it's just like a very like general basic question that like we've answered as well, but like people can answer to us and to the peoples too.
That's fair. I fuck with it.
Okay, not bad.
I gotta say that there's some new music coming out tomorrow. I'm pretty excited. I think some good smoke sessions are gonna be had this weekend, just vibing out to some good new music.
What new music's coming out?
Well, Tyler the Creator, first of all.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna have a new album.
It might not be the one that you just smoke and just ride to. It might be another few songs, just him wilding out, like always. And I fuck with it so much.
Yeah, I can't.
It'd be like that so much. Sometimes.
What else is coming out?
The Range.
What's the Flower Boy?
Flower Boy album?
Yeah, that one was pretty good.
That was a good album.
Yeah, I like that one.
There was someone else dropping a new.
I need Rihanna to drop her new album.
Yeah, stop. Come on, just go. Let that ship go. Let that ship go.
You don't
go.
Think she's gonna drop an album?
Nah.
She retired, dog.
No, I don't think she's. Anymore. I don't think we ever get another Rihanna album.
Well, I do know that ASAP is gonna drop something soon, and she's definitely in the album.
They making babies together now.
They're so cute together.
He's like, "Hey, yo, Riri. Happy fucking Yams Day.
Happy fucking Yams Day.
Happy fucking Yams Day.
Where do you come up with this shit, dog?
Yo,
that's that smoking
so
fucking Yams
funny.
Day.
Oh
hack.
My god. That shit is, it is pretty funny. There was someone else who was coming out with an album.
Man, you don't know, dog.
And I don't, I lost it, man.
I think the Marias are coming out. So
the Marias?
Yeah, check them out, everybody. They cool.
They cool.
Yeah, they cool. Like them.
Okay. Fuck, man.
There was Snow Allegra's coming out, but that's not next. That's not tomorrow, right? Snow Allegra's new album.
I don't know when she's dropping that. I know she dropped a song on Sunday.
Yeah. But the pre-order went up for like buying like the CD and shit, but I didn't cop anything.
When was the last time you guys bought a physical CD of an artist?
Like a CD or a vinyl?
A CD, like
a CD, an actual clear CD. As day.
Yeah, but I thought he would add in like any like maybe like a cassette or something. Because like
I know like you could buy, obviously you could buy CDs whenever, but yeah. I know you've been buying vinyls more frequently, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm looking at some CDs right now, and I think it was maybe like more than 5 years ago.
Yeah,
I bought like an actual CD. Yeah,
so lost. I was talking about this with someone on Friday, and the question was, is Drake the Michael Jackson of our era, right? It started off with this question, and then it went off, and then it went off into this side tangent of music plays, of songs being played on the radio. And I was trying to explain that in the days of streaming now, radio play is even more necessary, I guess you could say, for artists, because streams are everything. Artists aren't selling as many albums anymore, like physical CDs. So the money distribution is way different now. So it's more common for you to hear an artist on the radio like more than you may have in the past, because it's different. Different time in music. And it had me thinking, like, when was the last time I bought an actual CD? And
that's just been a long
time. Do you remember your last
time
one?
Ago?
I think the last one I ever bought, like, a new CD.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. I think I can guess it.
I know which one is mine.
Yes, let me guess Mark's really quick. Jay-Z, 444.
No.
Damn. I thought I got it, but I didn't.
No. It was Yeezus, actually.
But Yeezus?
Yep.
Where's that at right now?
Sitting in a drawer in my apartment, I believe.
Let me get it.
You got to remember, in the Pathy, I had a 6-disc CD changer. I didn't have Bluetooth and I didn't have aux.
Yeah.
So I just had CDs in the radio. So I always had CDs in there.
Damn. Let me get that.
I'll think about
That's so funny. Honestly, it's funny because we already talked about them, but the last CD that I can remember me ever playing or just being super hype about is a fucking Chris Brown CD.
Which one?
It was probably like one of his first CDs. I can't remember which one it was.
So, fun fact.
Was it Chris Brown? Right? What was his first album called? Wasn't it just like
Chris Brown?
Self-titled, yeah.
Just self-titled? I mean, maybe. I don't
remember what it was called, but I remember I really, really wanted his CD. And I think either for my birthday or for Christmas or something, my mom gifted me like a little radio, like boombox kind of thing. And she gifted me the Chris Brown CD. And yo, I would just remember vibing to this like CD so hard and like dancing to his music. Cause it's fucking Chris Brown.
So I went, when we took a spontaneous trip to Atlanta one day, one Sunday. Just woke up 2:00 in the morning, just left and drove to Atlanta to the aquarium. On the way up, we stopped at this gas station and I bought a CD from this gas station that was titled Everybody Loves Chris. You remember this, Davey?
Is that the last one you bought?
No.
I remember that.
Though, and yeah. it was like this weird gas station mixtape of Chris Brown songs. And the album cover was the Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh my god.
But with Chris Brown photoshopped in. And it was Everybody so Loves funny. Chris. And it was the weirdest fucking mixtape of Chris Brown songs. And just like the DJ who was like doing the intros for the song and like mixing it and shit.
That's hilarious.
And I could be wrong, but I think that is wherever my Yeezus CD is, that CD is also it's a stack of CDs. And I think that CD is in there. But Chris Brown, yeah, his first album was Chris Brown. It was self-titled.
Yeah, the one right there that he's like standing right in front of the speakers. He got the whole white fit with a black tee.
That's the Smooth Criminal.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Oh, God.
Oh, man. That's funny as hell. Yeah, but buying CDs is a loss. I mean, soon they're not gonna. Well, I guess
that's like tapes and stuff too.
Ooh.
Ooh. This.
Ooh.
That's so funny.
Yo, this man Davey was about to start singing his little heart out.
I gotta give
just gonna start crumping.
Oh man!
What about a style?
What a fucking time in music.
Yo, I remember blasting this on my little boombox, having a whole dance routine on everything. Wow.
with her bangs.
With my bangs, for sure.
Rawr.
No, that wasn't before that. That wasn't her Rawr XD stage.
That was
her bubble boss stage.
Shut up.
Okay.
Eventually,
we'll bleep
I got
that out.
No. Eventually, I feel like I have to hear this story.
It's not that serious. It's just I made a super old email address, like my first ever one, and I named it Softball Bubble Boss.
Softball Bubble Boss?
Yeah.
I'm the Bubble Boss.
Yeah.
That is funny as hell.
I don't know what made me want to do that.
What's the most? Honestly. I don't know if this is like cybersecurity, like shit that you shouldn't talk about, but what is. All right, so obviously that's probably one of the most embarrassing email addresses you have, right?
Yeah, for
it's,
sure.
It's inactive for you. It doesn't mean shit. Davey, do you have a very awkward email address, or what was the weirdest email address you ever had? Did you ever have anything weird, or has always been the one that it is now?
I had one before that was just like random.
Okay, it was like XX.
No, it was like two words.
Third size finest with a ZST.
With like a, I don't know. fucking some character in between it.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, I'm gonna rock with that for a while.
Yo, what was you guys' aim back in the day?
I had an aim, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
I think everybody had that whole X thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like XX.
Yours was what?
XX Eclipse.
Wow, it was that.
410.
That's what, see, what it is, you had to get the sidekick, dog, and then you made your aim account on there. That's the only way I had when I had the sidekick.
I had a sidekick and I had an aim thing, too. Man, that's funny because mine was like Naomi XD. XD underscore XD RAR. Or something. I don't know. Damn.
Naomi RAR. That shit's funny.
Yeah.
I think mine, one of mine was like XX Super Sheen XX.
Oh my god.
The E's and Sheen were the number three.
Yeah. Everybody used to write like that. Yeah. Yo, we was ghetto.
It's not even being ghetto. It's just being fucking just like young and just dumb. Yeah, Sheen, that's my boy.
Oh my god,
that's my boy, dog. Where's he from? Jimmy Neutron,
dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to have an airbrush sweatshirt of him on it. Cause, like, in school, and even my family, they always said that I looked like him when I was younger. I had spiky hair.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. That's hilarious.
He actually did look like Sheen.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think I ever looked like him. But
if you're listening to this, Google Sheen and look at.
If you've never watched Jimmy Neutron,
a picture of him.
If you've never watched Jimmy Neutron, and you're listening to this podcast, thank you.
Because
that's a generation that I feel like that's a subset of people that I
know, right? I'm sorry if you watch it.
You didn't get to experience that era of Nickelodeon. What the fuck is this?
Those are all the new songs.
The new albums.
Doja Cat, though.
Wale is dropping a new album this summer, supposedly.
Oh shit!
I gotta say,
I thought he retired.
That's
shout out to Wale.
I was gonna say that, but I was also gonna say that shout out to the conversation we had last week about John and I's experience at the Wale concert in Jacksonville.
That's when you threw up.
I did not throw up that night, but I gotta say I'm excited about that. I've enjoyed every Wale album that he's released.
Look, Juicy J.
Juicy J's releasing an album.
The hustle still continues.
Doja Cat.
Shout out to future host. Having an interview with him, which was pretty cool. But that'll be for a future episode, everybody. So tune into that.
Wait, hold on. What did you say?
I said shout out to a future host who had an interview with Juicy J.
Oh yeah, we are gonna have a guest on here who interviewed Juicy J.
Yeah, so
what, for real?
You know, we
y'all fuck with Juicy J.
You know, we big show now, you know, cause we know a guy who knows a guy.
Yo, shut your ass up.
NYC, baby.
Yeah, he's at the club. He's like, yo, I have a friend who knows the owner.
Oh my gosh.
Coming to my section.
Yo, you funny, man. You're a funny guy. The mic's definitely not picking up.
You cut out for it.
All these cheeks clapping.
That is fucking funny. The era of Juicy J, 3-6 Mafia. Music was different, man. Music has evolved.
It has. But Doja Cat coming out too. That one's gonna be. I wanna check.
You gonna
out.
Listen to that?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna listen to that shit. Hopefully she have another song like Move. Me hype. Huh? But she got another one of those songs. I can't wait for that. I need another Move song.
You can't tell me if a Doja Cat song comes on the radio, you're not bumping to it.
Yeah, I'm not bumping to it.
You're not bumping
to
it.
Lie.
I don't listen. I don't. I have to. I have to say this. I have to say this. I've never been in a situation that I've been listening to the radio and Doja Cat just pops on. Like, I'm always listening to my phone when I'm driving now.
Oh, so you don't even listen to the radio?
So I don't.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't listen, and I don't go to like clubs or anything or bars that people would play Doja Cat.
True.
I just don't go to the bars in general or clubs. So.
So you just don't listen to anybody
Mark's
else's
doing
music
his part
except for your own.
For society.
I listen to my own, the music that I normally listen to, and then obviously like Spotify. I gotta say Spotify does a good job at curating playlists based on things you like.
Yeah.
I always listen to like the Release Radar, Weekly Discovery, and then the Daily Mixes.
That puts me onto the music. Well, I mean, I guess that her music wouldn't really be
Yeah.
Something that's going to be thrown in there as much for you, probably, but.
Bitch, I'm in the mood.
I do. Davey does like Doja Cat.
Yeah. I fuck with Doja Cat. She's just cool.
Funny to me. She's so fucking first, hilarious.
Doja Davey. That's what we're going to call him. Doja Davey. Doja Davey. He's no longer Red Wave Dave. He's Doja Dave.
Doja Dave. Doja Dave.
DD.
Dang.
That's funny.
Oh,
I thought she was kind of annoying at first. I'm not going to lie. When the whole mood thing came out, I was like, nah, fucking with it.
I do think that she is a very attractive. She's a very beautiful woman.
Wow, the way you said that.
I know, right? You trying to holla at her? Your voice don't change this shit? Yo,
my bad. Doja
Cat.
You're like, Philly, you are south.
Doja Cat.
You fucking drooling at the mouth when you were saying.
My bad, let me.
Spit game.
Hey,
yo, Doja,
hey,
get on.
Doja Cat, if you're listening.
Wow. He's got a seat for you, girl.
I do.
He's got a seat ready for you.
I gotta say, every time I've seen her, like, in videos and shit, like, doing, like, random shit on the internet, I'm like, damn, yo, she's a.
She's
very
she's
beautiful.
Bad.
Yeah, she's bad.
Oh, I just think she's hilarious.
She's funny. What is funny the? What were those videos that we seen of her?
But then we
she like explains the song.
We watched those genius breakdowns. Of okay, her that she's yeah. done. Those mm-hmm. are those are pretty good.
All right,
it's funny because right. she's the way she explains it. Cause like she's just saying some crazy shit.
She's just a character.
Yeah, she is.
That's real. Yeah, I've never like looked into her like that or anything or listened to her music.
Bitch, I'm in the mood.
Come on, does like
Doja Dave, dog. Doja
Dave, for real.
That's my shit. Come on,
that's
like that.
My
that shit is so good.
All right, I respect your opinion.
It's the music too, but I mean,
I respect your opinion.
Okay,
you're a funny guy, man.
Yo, have you ever seen the music videos though?
No.
Damn. So you like Doja Cat like that? You haven't even really seen her.
Well, the one that she did with SZA.
That's what I'm saying. I've just seen her like.
You know. Have you seen the the song with her and SZA?
Oh yeah.
She has a song with SZA, and in the music video, there's a I'm not gonna play it right now, but there's a part where
I don't really watch music videos either.
Well, there's this part.
I don't go on YouTube like that too much. Yeah, I have to admit.
There's this part at the end, though.
Damn, Davey lives on.
You know what I watch on YouTube? If I go on YouTube,
you live on YouTube.
If I go on YouTube, I'm watching Hot Ones. I'm watching Tiny Desk concerts. I will watch.
I love Tiny Desk concerts.
Did you see Men I Trust?
Men I Trust? No, I did not.
Damn, that's a good one.
I watch.
What the fuck is that? Men I Trust.
Men I Trust.
Yeah, it's a
just put SZA right there.
But yeah, there's one part in this music video where they're like playing a video game.
Yeah, I've never watched this video.
And, play it. I'm not gonna play the whole thing. I just want to show
just
one
play
part.
A little bit.
And you can just see them in their face that they're fucking baked, like beyond baked. Like they're just playing this game. Look like they had a good time. You never heard this song before?
I've heard this. I've never listened to this song before.
Oh.
Like I hear it come on and I'm like.
Next.
Interesting.
Next it.
Probably.
All right.
I do listen to SZA though. I listen to her. Ari Lennox.
Yeah.
Doja Cat's just not someone that I've ever really like given a chance like that.
I feel you.
You should.
The part. Oh, this is where they're high as fuck right here.
Oh yeah, at the end. Damn, you have to go back.
Oh yeah, now she's fucking toasted.
They're
right now.
They're all blasting.
Alright. But yeah, Doja Cat's coming out this Friday. Everybody check that shit out. Actually, when you be hearing this,
Last Friday.
Yeah, it'll be last Friday. Doja came out already, guys. And it's a week in the future.
A week in the future. Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah.
But that's all I got, guys.
That's all we got for that's all on the docket?
That's all I got.
Damn, dog. Well, I do want to discuss one thing. I wanna know, I don't know if you want to get into political stuff Mark, but I actually like talking politics with you sometimes just to hear your point on stuff.
Go ahead and ask away.
Better well, not ask. Up. I just want to know what you think about this. It's like, you know, DeSantis signs bill requiring Florida students and professors to register political views with the state. How do you feel about that? Just by reading off that headline.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
Like, what the fuck does that matter?
This shouldn't happen.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, why? Why do you need to know any of that? You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I don't know how credible.
Public universities in Florida. Yeah, what's this website? How credible is this
website? That's what I'm saying. I don't know how credible it is, but I found this shit on Reddit, dog.
Okay, let's try and find like a credible source. Type in, what's the headline? DeSantis school bill political views. I don't know. Yeah, universities. That's what it was. Go back. Go back, go back, go back. Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a lot of websites.
Yeah, Washington Post, Slate.
DeSantis mandates surveys of Florida college students' belief. In a push against indoctrination, DeSantis mandates surveys of Florida college students' belief. After banning public schools from teaching critical race theory 2 weeks ago, Florida is reshaping civics lessons and addressing what its governor says parents worry about when they send their children to college. Indoctrination.
Yep.
Wow.
That's so dumb.
Yeah,
to me.
I like, think that why? This is a little too far. Like, a lot too far.
I know. Like, why does that
They should
matter?
Not be getting involved in this. There has been a lot of reports and studies that have come out that said people who... And this is going to sound pretty bad. There's always a... In states where they're either majority Democratic or majority Republican, the majority of students that went to colleges in those states are usually leaning to whatever the state's majority is. So in this case, Florida is red, right?
Yeah.
So like, if you go into school, it's a lot of conservatives, and they will, I guess the hope is to keep it that way. I don't know. I don't know what the end game here is. I don't understand the purpose, but I don't think that it should matter.
For real, like, let that be the people's choice
because
to
this,
do, you
and
know,
the,
like,
and
not
it's,
something that's
it's gonna have an forced. Effect on funding for the schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, funding
I think
for
that's the part
sports
that,
and stuff. Like, this is gonna really, be crazy. It's
so dumb.
It's a huge impact. This shouldn't fucking matter. This is like them also requiring, for example, your religious beliefs. Like, it shouldn't fucking matter. It really shouldn't. None
yeah,
of this shit
real.
Should
like,
matter,
you
dog.
Have like, to, like, tell somebody.
Just judge people by their character, not by, you know, their beliefs and shit. Like not. That sounds weird, but people's political beliefs and religious beliefs, like, have respect for people's opinions, and it shouldn't.
Yeah,
it shouldn't
real.
Affect the education they get or how they're treated in life necessarily. Yeah, this is a bad move. I will
yeah,
say that this
whack.
This completely killed my vibe, Davey. I gotta say, like,
wow, Davey.
I'm sorry, but this is
I appreciate
I
you
saw
educating
this, and
me.
That's
no,
the
no,
reason
no.
why I put it on.
No,
here,
I appreciate
I was, like,
it. I appreciate
you, know.
You sharing this with me because this is like a very, it's a very cool. scary thing to imagine. You know what I mean? Like, imagine they start shutting down schools because majority kids are Republicans or Democrats. Oh, this, you know, imagine the University of Florida lost its fucking football program because it turns out that most kids that go there end up being right or left wing majority and they lose funding. Like, this is people's lives that can be affected generations
yeah,
down
real.
The road because of this bullshit. Like, crazy. I appreciate you sharing this with me.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we're going to change the subject real quick on that
I know,
one,
right?
But
damn,
everybody,
you had a shit on everybody's vibe.
Everybody, just
but
check it out when you get a chance.
It's good
you know,
to educate
read
yourself.
Up your, on yourself. But, you know, I also, like, I'm big on, like, reading both sides to the story, okay? So, like, just do your read. Do your reading, do your Googles, and then stay educated, everybody.
so absolutely. Amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
But also, keep blazing.
Smoke weed every day.
But that's it, guys. That's all I got today.
Yeah. If you're still
listening in, we appreciate you. We love you. Share this with a friend. Have them listen in. Whether they fuck with us or not, hey, we're getting, you know, share the listens out there, and we want feedback. We want to know what people think. We want people to have a good time with us and laugh with us.
Yeah, for real. If you can, share this with someone.
Anybody got those, anybody, you know, who's listening and just runs like a stream farm, go for it.
Could always count on Davey. Always count on Davey.
Yo, them shits are crazy. It's like a room full of phones just doing.
Yeah,
no, thing.
I know what a stream farm is.
This.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Up.
But yeah, take care of yourself. Drink your water. Eat healthy. Get some sun. Recycle.
Say your prayers.
Recycle. Hug somebody. Treat people with kindness.
Yep.
Laugh. And, laugh a lot.
Water your plants.
Laugh a lot, man. Yeah. Have a good time in this
Make
life.
Make somebody laugh.
Get a tan.
Get a tan.
Get a tan. Thanks. It's my raining.
It rains every day. Get every a tan. Day. Go outside. Get a tan.
Just get a tan.
But yeah, we
stay
out.
Stay positive. Stay blessed.
And
smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Responsibly.
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 We out. This peace.
Bye.
Peace.
Fucking yes.
Adios.